All right. What were we talking about before we started?
What do you mean?
Rolling?
We're talking about Jerry Seinfeld's the funniest comic on Netflix right now, unfortunately.
I don't. Here's my problem with your statement. There is that I don't think that you. I don't think that you have enough experience with watching anything to judge anything. So like
you don't think I have enough experience watching anything to know anything.
Absolutely, because I'll tell you this. I haven't seen the Seinfeld special, but I tell you, I guarantee you that it's not funny. To me, maybe not empirically it's not funny, but like it's so hard for me to find any comedian actually truly funny. To actually find someone actually funny where I'm literally laughing and having like a belly laugh, it's so rare. But you think everything's funny, right? You went to the comedy store, you're like, ha ha ha. It's all so funny. The whole world's funny to you.
It's also funny. You know, movie. Let me up this one more. I just watched The Wrong Missy, and I think it might be the funniest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. I saw just a picture of that movie. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? The Wrong Missy? Is this part of being a father or just being a mental defect? There's no way that movie's good.
Dude, there's no way it's funny.
Okay, let's name another comedy that you like for reference. Strange Brew? That's actually funny.
Strange Brew's funny. I think, you know, Step Brothers is funny. I think
Step Brothers is a classic. Okay, Step Brothers in my pantheon of hilarious comedies that I will rewatch. Step Brothers is in that. There's like 10 of them. Step Brothers is one of them.
Yeah. Sure. What else? Step Brothers, I think that even like Trading Places is a comedy that I love.
It was and it's I watch a classic. Like every Christmas. It's a classic. I don't rewatch it a lot. It's a classic. But I remember it being very funny. You know what's really good, underrated, is The Other Guys.
The Other Guys is incredible. The Other Guys is a movie I watch often on planes. Because it's just like, I like to watch stupid comedies where it's just like it's The Other Guys is an incredible movie.
Incredible. Yeah, it's really, okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page cinematically in the realm of comedy.
And what else? What else is like the funniest? That's it. There's three.
No, there's a bunch. I'm a little out of sorts. I woke up. I'm a little surly. I woke up. I just woke up.
So, you just woke up. That's what you're saying. You just woke up. It's 9 a.m.
Quarter after 9. I woke up at 8:30. I was meditating per usual. Jason came 10 minutes early. So he broke
rat
my meditation.
Fucked your meditation. Rat Jason fucked had it. No respect for your meditation. He rat fucked your meditation.
I'm floating
Jason
on the cloud. No respect. Yeah, I know.
Jason is a fucking loser, and he needs to respect that meditation time. And Jason, if it's 9 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock. You know that Two Tone hikes and he meditates, and he needs that time to center himself. Because if he doesn't center himself, all fucked up now. He needs to put on the fucking weight vest and he needs to go up to Griffith Point and walk around. And if you don't understand that he needs to do those things, you're disrespecting him and not giving him his space and time.
I appreciate this, that tirade you just went on against Jason. He's in the corner mumbling, I should have read the call sheet, which is like, I want to get on this and I want to pile on Jason right now for the sake of the show, but I'm too tired. And it's right. I didn't read the call sheet. It's my fault.
There's a call sheet?
Yeah, well, you have a team of people around you that get you up and powder your ass and, you know, arrange your face.
Nobody powders my ass. I haven't even showered today.
You don't shower. I haven't even showered today. Disgusting.
I'm a shower dodger.
I couldn't sleep last
night
either.
Summertime.
I couldn't sleep for a while because the GF was staying with me. For like 6 weeks, five and a half, 6 weeks. So you get used to a pattern of like, you know, going to bed, waking up, dinner, like, you know, she would make dinner, things like that. And you get used to that. And then it was just all like poof, gone, you know? So that kind of like,
where's Ella? Ella is not staying with you?
No, she's back at her house down the street.
Okay.
She needs some.
So you were alone.
I'm alone. And I'm used to being alone. I'm so used to being alone. And then I got really comfortable with being unalone because it's really nice after you're alone for so long. And then you get comfortable with being unalone. And then you're alone again. But the thing that's cool about being alone again is like you finally are like, oh. Now you can jerk off with impunity. Anywhere. And I realized that, like, you know, if you're fucking constantly and then you get, and then now you have the freedom to like do whatever you want. It's kind of like, you know, it's like you're sharing a drum set and you just want to play a solo, you know? You don't want to share the equipment. You just want to, like, you know, it's like two people playing the drums, but it's great. You're riding together, but then you just want to rip a solo. You just want to go and fucking just do a hell of.
This is my time to shine.
This has been great, but let me do what I do.
So you went to bed last night. You went to bed. You couldn't sleep because you were jerking off so furiously. Because finally, your girlfriend left that you've been having copious amount of sex with.
Right.
So you've been having so much sex. So much sex. And finally, she finally gives you the space to jerk off more. That jerk off solo.
No, this is what it is.
Jerk off that solo, that jerk solo jerk off.
I'm not in the place where, like, most guys who have girlfriends and wives can't wait for their girlfriend or wife to leave so they can jerk off because they don't want to fuck their girlfriend or wife. Me, it just became such a... I didn't jerk off for 6 weeks. And... Mm. It became such
You've
a novelty.
You missed yourself.
It became a novelty sex act. Like, oh, what is this? You know what I mean? It became like a new, you know,
you
it was like having a butt
love
plug.
To yourself.
Right.
You missed making
missed,
love to
I
yourself.
I missed me. And I really tried to go. I tried to get a two-peat out yesterday, and it wasn't happening. So it was just like, you know, you got one out, and I was really going for another. I couldn't get two done yesterday. I'm not a young man.
Do you miss fucking yourself, or do you miss watching porn?
Porn.
You miss porn. Yeah, that's what you mean. When men say they miss jerking off, they miss watching porn. I feel right.
You miss the fantasy of porn.
Because it's like if somebody, like if you jerk off without watching porn, I feel like you're a sociopath. I've said this before, but like people who just jerk off.
I thought I said that to you. That's one thing that we've aligned.
We've
on.
Said it.
Yeah.
We've said it.
Yeah.
We've said it.
We have. Because we talked about my friend.
We've aligned.
We talked about my friend who jerked off in the mirror and looked at himself. Hi, Christian. he might be watching this.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one. Imagine jerking off in the mirror. That would scare me.
Look,
that would scare me.
No, I don't want to. No, no, no.
That's when I told the story about me looking at my butthole.
Yeah, that was horrible. That's
not a good story.
That's 10 times worse than anything that I ever said about. That's like, you just said it's scary to look at yourself in the mirror, and now you're like, yeah, that's like a story where I talk about looking at my butthole. Looking at your own asshole in the mirror is fucking, like, you're not a proctologist. You're not looking at, speaking of, I know you don't read the news. No, but I know you don't read the news or anything, or keep up with any current events.
I follow Urban. The only news I read is Urban. Everyone needs
to follow Urban. Urban is just basically
Urban on the show. We need to get Urban on the phone.
He's Reuters.
Show.
He's like up. He's BBC. Urban's the BBC of the West Side.
My sister sent me an Urban post and was like, "Have you followed this guy? This guy's like showing everyone what's up." And
I
was
Urban.
Like, "Yeah, I follow Urban. I love Urban."
I owe a debt to Urban.
Shout out to Urban.
I owe him something. I owe him a drawing. I made an agreement with him to do a drawing for him years ago, and I never finished it. And I've been thinking about
fire for him.
For him, I just made an agreement, and I was like, "I'll do this drawing, you know, in exchange for something else." And like, I made
for something else.
Right. don't. What are you doing? Why are you laughing? There's nothing to laugh at.
Well. For something else.
Well, made me be cool.
Let's be cool for a second. know, the first time I met you, the first time I ever met you, I met Urban.
Really?
The very first time. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, because we went to the very first time. We went to that cookout. We went to that cookout for Jimmy.
Yeah, dude. The very first time he showed up. He showed up.
For what? Jimmy.
At the born and raised fucking office when Manface lived up, when you guys were all upstairs. The very first time. And he showed up and he was out wheat pasting or something. And he showed up real. He was on. It was like top Urban performance. It was good.
He's a nut. He's such a nut. He's a crazy man. I thought we met at the when you did the Jane. What's the fucking late night talk show? I'm so fucking. I need coffee. What's the guy's name that does a talk show? Jimmy Kimmel. That's the guy. Remember you did that cookout with Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Perry Lang was there.
Yeah. When Adam used to do the barbecue, the serious barbecue pop up.
Shout out to. Can I send Adam a shout because he's just out of.
He's the greatest.
What a sweet man. He's hit me up and like, you need some food, buddy? You need some food? And I go, yeah, I do. And I'm like, what? Like, he's just a nice dude. And I'm like, he's like, anytime you need some food, I'll bring you a food. And I try not to be too greedy about it. You know, I try to be like
I need another $500 steak. I need another amazing steak.
And he's laced me like, you know, he's brought us food. And I don't press and I try to let it go from my mind because I don't want to obsess over like all that food. And then he'll just hit me up and be like, you good on food? You want me to come by and bring you a box? And I go, listen, I'm never going to say no ever. Like, and I try to, I'm not a glommer. I don't like getting free shit, but I can't say no to this because the steak and the downside is that he gives me these boxes and it's just too much. Like there's always stuff in there that I can't eat and I eat it. You know, like he gave me this one box and it had like all this food in it. And the bottom was like, oh, by the way, I made you some deep fried cherry pies. Like, it was like a
dude. His deep fried cherry pies are like Instagram legends right
this
now.
This shit is fucked up.
It's like the most Instagram. Like it looks so good.
And I don't. All it I know how so to good. Do because I'm such a fat. Like I have. No matter what my body
gross.
Looks. No matter no fat, gross. Gorgeous beautiful person. Gorgeous, no matter what beautiful. My body. No matter what my body looks like. My soul is fucking Dom DeLuise, fucking fat.
Your soul is how I look. Your soul is how, you know, like how I eat. Your soul is how I eat.
That's what
I eat for your soul.
And I don't have the self-control. And what I know, what I do is when I see the cherry pies in the bottom of the box, instead of saying, you know, a reasonable person be like, I'll nibble on that. I go, no, let's escalate the situation. Get ice cream delivered to put on top. Get some Jenny's ice cream. And if you're going to get Jenny's ice cream, it's like, well, you got to sample three flavors.
Cookies.
No, oh. You can't have one. You know, I can't be cool with one. I have to have three flavors to sample from. And then that shit's living in my fridge talking to me all the time. Like, come on, have a, you know, it's a fucking, come that's why I don't fuck around. I can't fuck around.
I love listening to music. I love doing so much stuff. I need the best, most affordable headphones, earbuds. I need the best, most affordable earbuds ever.
Yep. Raycon, two-tone. Listen, you're going to use earbuds. And you're going to need to use something that doesn't have a wire and that fits in your ear, that has great bass, that sounds amazing, and is half the damn price of the other competing ear devices. And there is no other competing ear devices because these are the best. They're called the Raycon. Raycon earbuds.
Raycon. It is so amazing. You've heard me talk about how the company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B,
what?
Melissa Etheridge,
what?
Brandy, J.R. Smith. They are obsessed. They're obsessed with Raycons. Pick up a pair and see what the hype is all about.
The newest
about.
Model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable. Perfect for conference calls, binging podcasts, or listening to a playlist that is 6 days long. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems to distract anyone during video calls. So, if you want to get them, now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/PTA. That's buyraycon.com/PTA for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/PTA. Buyraycon.com/PTA. Get them.
Dude,
you know?
I just bought a like a, I got this cute little fridge for out in our sunroom, and yeah. I just filled it full of like different beverages, and yeah. it has a little freezer on it, and I bought just like a million little ice cream bars, like the Haagen-Dazs, like the good ones, and I put them all in there, and I never would have had that space, but now I have literally just a space for excess.
Right, you know? You're so fat that you don't want to walk 4 feet in the other room to get something out of the fridge. You have to have another fridge.
No.
That's excess.
It's further away. It's actually further away. It's more steps. It's like 16 steps, actually. So that's 32 ways.
I like how you wipe your head at the 16 steps. You're like, it's 16 steps, actually.
It's actually.
Oh, you know what's funny is, not to switch gears again, but I went hiking.
Yeah.
I went hiking last night.
Yeah, obviously. This is a hiking podcast. No longer is this actually a food podcast. And I know we just talked about Adam Perry Lang and deep fried cherry fucking pockets, but it's a hiking podcast. It's sponsored by fucking Mech.
We got REI.
We got, everyone is battling right now. They're battling to sponsor Two Tone and hiking.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really amazing. I never thought that this would turn into a hiking podcast. Next week, we're going to have somebody that walked across Japan.
Yeah.
The
amount of stuff that I get sent to me from, like, you know, and they're sending me gear, like, you know, the spiked spiked boots and carabiners and assorted ropes. And I don't know what to do with it because I just hike up the hill. I put on my weight vest. I don't even know if it does anything. It just makes it harder. And I hike. But what I meant to say is that our friend Allie Mack came.
Yeah.
Allie Makovsky.
You went hiking with Allie?
We went hiking. Allie, Renee.
Oh, wow.
And Allie is just like, you know, Allie's just so horny, right? She's just, you know, she's just such a horny person. She reminds me of when I was in my 20s. And she's like, who's Renee? I'm like, Renee, you know Renee, you know, is he cute? And I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah. And she's already, before Renee even gets in the car, she's already getting worked up. And like, then she's like, and she figures out who he is before he gets in the car. And she's already decided like, oh yeah, this is it. Like she's already like halfway through the relationship with Renee before he got in the car. And so I just say to break the tension. They've already had three breakups. And before, and we get driving and just to break the tension.
They got a dog. They went to the cottage together.
They went to the cottage, yeah. They've already dealt with, like, you know, the STD talks, you know, like, are we going to wear condoms or not?
They wore a condom for the first time. That was it, you know.
You wear a condom once and then you go, let's just stop this facade.
Let's tear this down.
Yeah, so just to break the tension on the way to drive up to go for a hike, I tell Renee, I go, listen, Allie's really horny, dude. So, and she's like,
just to break the tension, you put your friend on blast.
Yeah. Which I feel like she can handle anything. If you're a comic, you know, you can, maybe I've gone.
If you're a comic, you can handle anything.
Right?
I think so. 100%.
You gotta be thick skin. If you're a
comic, you can handle anything.
Yeah. Which is,
Allie's great. We should have her on the show.
We should have her on the show again. Is what I'm thinking. I talked to her about that.
When's her show even airing?
I don't know. Probably before this one, right?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Are we showing the heavy show?
I think the heavy one does this.
Can we show it?
It was like,
can we show the heavy show amidst all this, everything that's going on?
Dude, I'm going to look like a psychopath. I'm going to look like the meanest person on the planet. Everyone's so sensitive already, and I'm just roasting my friend the whole time. But I think it's like...
people need it.
I don't know. Like, what else? Like, yeah.
I don't know.
It's who our guest is. It's who our guest is from 14 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know the time.
You okay? You sound stuffed up. You sound like you got allergies. You got Claritin?
I do have Zyrtec and Claritin in the other room. The Santa Anas have been roaring through the fucking corridor.
The winds are coming. The winds are firing.
The winds of change are happening.
See, if you come down to the farm,
yeah,
the air, like, I don't know. I'm very happy that I don't have allergies because it's like you sound like you have COVID inside your face, and it's like,
Is your border open yet?
Constantly. No, the borders are not open. They're not opening anytime soon. No idea. The world's shut down still.
Canada's just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
We got to
clean up. We got to clean up a lot of stuff.
You guys just have to sweep up all the COVID. You know what's crazy is that with the protests and everything that's happened, everyone basically just said, fuck COVID, right? And that's great.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, but it's also mind-boggling because no one's really going back to COVID style, right? Like, they're just, everyone's just like, fucking COVID, like, life-threatening thing.
Well, didn't even Rogan posted this thing saying that, like, it was like a news-breaking thing that COVID is not transferable on objects.
Rogan broke that?
Well, he didn't break it. He reposted some fucking thing. Like, what's on his IG? It says, hold on.
Let's read it.
I'll read it.
We're going to go on Rogan's IG in the middle of our podcast.
Yeah, he's $100 million man.
I mean, I read it from the CDC a while ago.
I read it from Urban. Urban reposted Joe Rogan.
Urban reposted Joe Rogan. We can't open up Instagram right now. This is crazy. I'm just gonna like.
Why? This is great.
I'm getting lost already.
Asymptomatic spread of coronavirus is very rare. Who says? COVID-19 does not easily spread via contaminated surfaces, CDC says.
What if the contaminated surface is somebody's lips?
Well, yeah, I think spit. If somebody's spitting, venom. You got to venom spray their face.
I gave up on washing. You know, I was washing groceries for a minute, like wiping down all the packaging because that's what we were told to do, and so I was adhering to it. And then at one point, I was like,
"Were you like dish soap? Using dish soap and like produce, like just like filling like a sink full of like dish soap and throwing all the vegetables in it."
Yep, I was washing the vegetables. I'd wipe down packages. I'd carefully throw a box away, and you know that's what we were told to do via some YouTube doctors, and. And then I realized, I was like, you know what? Because COVID's going to be around for a while. And I was like, I'm not going to do this for a year straight. I know myself. I'm too fucking lazy. I'm not going to be wiping down every baby carrot that comes in for the next year. There's no way. So I was like, I just stopped doing that. And I was like, okay, well, if it's going to get me that way, then fine. Because I just can't keep it up. You know, and I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone who can. But, you know, there's people out there who are still... My friend's family, they've been locked in the house since this thing started. They're not even letting the kids out, but in the backyard, you know, still. So some people are really still freaked out. You know what I mean?
Dude, it's very scary. Like, the thing about it is it's as scary as you make it, in the sense of like, at the very beginning, I was like, okay, like we should fucking calm down. And then I went through the full panic of everything.
Yeah.
Nobody left our farm. Like, I was the only person that was like in and out on our farm for like 2 months. Like, Trisha didn't leave the fucking farm. Nobody left the property.
Right, but then you guys, then you guys had like a huge birthday party, and I basically was telling Jason, I was like, let's start buying some shipping containers so we can make Maddie a coffin. Because they're done.
No, like they're we fucking had a birthday toast. Party on March 15th. We had a birthday party on March 15th for my son. It was his fourth birthday. So we had a birthday then, and that was right at the cusp. And from that day, there was nobody in our house. That was the cutoff day. The next day, and we talked about it. Me and Trish were like, okay, are we going to really do this? And still, like, my parents didn't even come. Like, half of our family, like, didn't even come because my dad's like, I'm not even coming. I'm not, like... And we had, that was the last thing. It was just Trisha's family. And then we shut it down.
That's smart.
March 16th. But we were on the farm. Like, nobody was on the farm from March 10th.
I like when I was FaceTiming you and you were doing a drive-by birthday, but half of the family didn't get it. And they started walking up to the car and you're going, get away! Get away! And they're just like,
That was the biggest moment. That was the biggest moment where I had my, that's when I had my freak out. Cause we had like our kids in the car. It was the first time we left the house as a family. And we're all in the car, and literally we were going for Trisha's sister's birthday party. It was a beautiful thing. It was truly a beautiful thing. It was a surprise. It was right at the very beginning. And she came, there was tears. It was beautiful. But when we were trying to, when we drove up around the block, all of her family literally came out of their cars, is coming up, started like trying to tape balloons on our car, put the windows down, and like, they try to like touch and like touch, like, you know, Max's head. I was like, what's going on? Why did we talk about this? Why are we all trying to touch it? Like, stop. And I like rolled the window up on like my mother-in-law's arm. Like, just being like, I'm out of it. Like, I was just like totally like freaking out, being like, Trisha, you can't be doing that. Yeah. Like, I had that moment. I'm like, we're going to be infected. And now we have to go. And then I was like, nobody's on the, no contact. We're fucking back on the farm. Full fucking month. And then spring hit, and then, you know, we had to cut our lawn and stuff, so.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so,
but
like,
COVID, it's crazy. Like, it is one of these things that, like, it's changing. All of a sudden, everything's going to come out in the wash, and people are going to be like, yeah, the pandemic's real, but I guess it isn't as contagious as we thought, or something. I don't know. I still don't fucking know.
I went to a restaurant.
You've gone to a restaurant?
I went to a restaurant, yeah, the first time in...
And, like, sat in it?
Yeah.
Like, sat?
Yeah, sat.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
wow. This is amazing that this is something. Like, this is, like, you're like, I went to a restaurant, and yeah, I sat down at a table. Yeah. And it's like, I still feel like it's crazy. Like, if I was to watch... It's going to take a long time for people to feel comfortable.
Ooh.
What was the vibe? This is a great part of this food podcast... /hike podcast. Now Two-Tone is going to describe his first restaurant experience since COVID hit. Alex,
we went to Blair's. You know Blair's?
I don't know Blair's.
Down the street, it's like it's good. It's like, I don't know. It's like American food, chicken, steak, pasta.
Okay.
It's really nice. It looks like a place you'd see in New York, kind of. It's just like the weird, you know, like the rooms are on different levels, and it's not like, you know, it looks like it was something that got turned into something else, old.
Right.
And
it's got character. It's got real character.
It's got character. Yeah, it's candlelight, you know. And we went into...
It doesn't look like every restaurant in L.A., where it's just concrete.
No, exactly. It doesn't look like a concrete cube with fucking, you know, aluminum tables or whatever the fuck. No, we went to Blair's. We had our own, like, we basically had our own room because there's not a lot of people going out. And, you know, and of course I'm looking at the guy as he brings us the food. I'm looking at his hands and I'm looking at the food. And I'm just like, okay, I just got to let it go because I'm here, you know.
You walked in. You took the contract.
I came in. I went in there. Maybe this is an allergies. Maybe this is COVID because it would be setting in right about now. So, you know, it was fucking delicious. I mean, I haven't had a meal that hasn't been on my couch in, you know, 2 months. So it was great. And it was also, the food was fire. It was like really, it's like they even kicked up the menu a notch, it seemed. I could be wrong. Maybe I've just been deprived. But it was really nice. We got a lot of food and, you know, there it is. Had the leftovers.
That's it. And that's how you describe an experience. That was good, Alex. That was really detailed.
What do you want me to go into? The fucking, the beans? The beans?
Well,
were
no, great. Just how did you feel? Like, you started going into, you started describing your panic. You're looking at the fingertips. What was the first bite? What was, like, the first dish? What was the server wearing? Was he wearing a mask?
The servers had on masks. I was not wearing a mask because you can't eat with a mask.
Yeah.
You know, people were just being very casual. I gotta say that I find all this shit really, and I feel guilty about doing anything, right? With everything that's been happening, anytime I do anything that's pleasant, I feel guilty because I feel like I'm not, you know, I should be doing something else because, you know, and then you see people like, you know, you see people in the restaurant, everyone's just kind of like trying to pretend that everything's fine, and everything is kind of fine, but it's not really fine. And
it's not fine. You know, it's not fine, Alex.
No. And, you know, like I kind of carry the burden of worrying about all this stuff because my GF, she doesn't give a shit about any of it. Like, she's kind of like humoring me, you know. But like, as far as being worried about COVID, she doesn't really care. Her family doesn't care. No one cares. And I'm like, you know, I'm the one that's kind of made things difficult. And, you know.
But you're being safe in a place where nobody, for some reason, everyone's saying that it's real. And it, fine, it is real. There's a lot of dead people. We have to respect that.
There's dead people. Like
the thing is like, it is fucking real. It's as real as it is.
I know. I'm knowing people like, you know, my friend's roommates, one of their roommates just up and died. My other friend, a couple of people died at a company he was dealing with. So people are dying. It's not as crazy. It's not like we're not like New York status. But the thing is, this shit hasn't even like hit yet, right? It's going to spike. But the problem with all this stuff is that I don't even want to get into it because it's just too heavy. But like the problem is that all this stuff is being used for like everything is being manipulated by people for their own gain. Like no one can just look at a thing and say like, here's a thing, let's fix it. No, it has to be politicized. It's got to be turned into this. It's got to be turned into, like, there's no more honesty. Like I saw a headline somewhere where it just said like something about America being a failed country. Like, you know, and like they're saying like, you know, countries can go on for 20 years past being failed. And like, you know, I think it's definitely broken. Like we definitely like the giant defective baby that America has just fucking banged its head too hard. And just, we're just like, oh, like we're just busted. You know, like it's totally broken. It's totally fucking broken.
It's fucked.
And like half of us want to believe that it's like everything's fine and everything's perfect. And like they want to ride that kind of like, they want to run that idea of like, it's fucking fine. There's nothing wrong. You're just complaining. And like, blah, blah, blah. But like, it's so broken. And it's like such a broken device that only works for like a certain amount of people, really, you know? But for the most people here, it's just not working. It's just not working for them. Anyways, let's get out of, you want to get out of those weeds. You want to talk about food? The fucking beans. The beans were creamy. The chicken was crispy. The beans were creamy. The braised beef was delicious. The polenta was yummy. The puttanesca pasta, the slut pasta was fucking delicious. It was all
nothing
fire.
Nothing like a good puttanesca. Nothing like puttanesca. A good puttanesca.
That's what that means, right? And, slut pasta? Stop shaming slut pasta. Isn't puttanesca slut pasta? That's what that means?
Whores. It's like a whores pasta or something like that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my kind of pasta.
I write about it in my... I have this pasta that's like a creamy pasta. It's like almost like a creamy version of a puttanesca.
Yeah.
And I write about how the puttanesca is like the whores pasta and this cream version is the cockholds pasta. And I write about how this pasta is like the cockholds pasta.
The cuckold's pasta, like you got cream pie. Your wife got cream pie, but
yeah, we got cream pie. You got to eat up the cream pie. You got to clean it up. You got to clean it up. It's the it's the yin to the yang of the puttanesca. What's the difference? What's the complete opposite of the puttanesca? The cockold. You know, the cockold.
I don't know if that makes any sense. Cuckold. Cockold is when you hold your cock. A cuckold is when you watch a man fuck your wife. Cuckold. Yeah.
Cuckold.
Cuckold.
Cuckold. Yeah. Is it cuckold? Cuckold?
Cuckold.
Cuckold.
Cuckold. So yeah, what else? You know, the what else we got?
Did Allie fuck Renee?
Allie fucked Renee on the hike. Yeah. That's the T. They just like we're hiking.
They're like, we're gonna go over here.
They didn't even hide.
You to videotape it. Made like one of those like Russian porn videos where you stand in the woods.
The funny thing was they didn't even stop hiking. They just locked in step behind each other and just they fuck walked up a mountain.
And
Allie was fucking Renee up the mountain, which is great because she hikes with,
she fucked him from behind.
She brought a dildo,
he put his dick between his legs behind. A little bit
she strapped up, she pegged him up the mountain. And
she pegged him up the mountain. She's like, I have something in my bag that will help all of this.
Yeah, she did.
I got something in my bag that's going to help all of this. And you got pegged all the way up, peg hyped.
I think Allie is such a funny person that I don't even think that she... I think she's just a funny... Like, I think her entire... I think she's so... Just as a person, she's funny. Like, I don't think she even knows how funny she is. Like, I just talked to her, and I'm like, I'm laughing internally because the way she's just like... She's like maybe the most dry... Maybe she does put it on, but I think it's just her. She's just like,
she's very funny. I can't wait to have her on as a guest.
It's going to be great to have her on again as a guest. Can we?
Do we air hers? We didn't even air it.
Can we pause for a minute while I go blow my nose? Or do you want Maddie just want to talk to himself?
No, pause. Yeah, no, do it on camera. I want to see it.
All right, I'll do it on camera.
Do it on camera. This will be great content. This is great content. So I'm Powerful Truth Angels today. We're just talking mostly about Allie pegging Renee on a hike. Alex returned to dining at restaurants. I'm still just in a green screen in a horse stable in my barn. And I'm just here listening and learning from Alex, Two-Tone Erdman. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. But he's going to blow his nose because he's got the flu. The Santa Ana winds are coming down. They're blowing through all the beautiful flowers, erupting all of the pollens. And they're just getting really contagious.
You want me to
and
blow my nose on camera?
Manscaped, don't nick your dick. When you want to nick your dick, you don't nick your dick no more because Manscaped.com has the new Lawnmower 3.0, baby! Two-Tone, tell me about your experiences.
Is a fabulous fucking razor. And I'm going to tell you that I've taken that. I had two other razors. This is true. I had two other razors that I used. One died. One was, you know, doing pretty good. They sent me the Lawnmower 3.0. It's got a little LED light on it that you can use to guide as you're shaving dark areas underneath your belt, on your dick, where your balls are, where your asshole meets your balls, where all that stuff comes together. It gets in there. It cleans it up. You don't get cut. Somehow, this thing is razor sharp and precise, but it won't cut you. I've had a lot of fucking... I've had a lot of good experience with this razor. I took it upstairs, shaved my face, take it back downstairs, shaved my balls. Everything's crystal clear. I haven't shaved today, but when I do shave, I'm going to use the Manscaped 3.0 lawnmower for the purpose it wasn't intended for, which is my face. But you really, it's for your balls, and it's set up to not cut you, and it's nick-free. And it's a great razor. It's great.
Nick-free. And right now... right now, 20% off PTA. Use the code manscaped.com. You're going to use it one last time. 20% off manscaped.com.
20% off
PTA.
And free shipping, man. It's 20% off from free shipping when you use code PTA at manscaped.com. 20% off from free shipping when you use PTA at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. If they had hands, they would shake your hands. I just thought about how... Let me just say... that sometimes I forget that we're even doing anything, and I realize how shittily and unprofessional it is of me to be like, I'm tired at work on the show, and be like, I feel sluggish.
You're horrible. You're so good. You're so good at making at describing things and making things funny, and you're very funny, and I love you. But you are a horrible like live performer. Cause like you always are like, is this good? What's going on? Like it's like you're very.
You just said two things.
You're horrible.
You're horrible at thinking because you just said two things that negated each other.
No.
You're horrible
no
at thought. You just said
I'm
two
not
things. You said
at thought.
You said you're really good at being funny and doing things, but you're really bad at being on air live. That's all we do.
Live
is just
performance.
Go.
Yeah, but you acknowledge you think that people are gonna edit this bullshit out, and it's a stupid fucking podcast. It's look at what you're doing right now.
You told me to do it on camera.
Well, because it's better than not you going off a camera.
We could have cut, and we could have had him cut this out. You're like,
we
no, do it on camera. It's funny.
It's a live podcast. This is live stream.
It's not live.
It is live stream and uncut.
There's editing.
Powerful
you know how
Truth
I'm going to prove? I'm going to prove that this is editing. Jason?
How? Because you're going to cut it out? You can't even cut it out.
Jason, I would like you to... I would like, right? Because I'm... here's the best part about this now.
What are you taking, pills?
I took a Zyrtec.
What are you taking?
The best part about this podcast now, in its incarnation, is that I'm in control. I'm fully in control of reality now, right? So now, Jason,
no.
I would like... seven Maddies just on this table. I want seven Maddies. I want to have a Maddie here. I want to have one here, sitting here, standing, and a couple walking around. All in the same outfit, though, because then he would have to change his clothes. So a bunch of Maddies here while that Maddie's there. And that's just to show that I'm in control, and this is my dominion at this point. And you're fucked.
Yeah, but that's that's fine. I don't see the thing is away, I'm not Maddie's, fucked because I don't give a fuck. Right. And it doesn't really matter. Like, oh, you got seven Maddies? You're still blowing your nose on camera and taking Zantac.
Zyrtec.
It's like, what was that?
Why do you have a hot dog on a stick hat on? That's what I want to know. I just realized that.
This is not. This is a beautiful hat.
Is it a spa hat? A sauna
hat? No, it's like a, it's from like Disneyland.
It's the exact hat that you wear if you work at hot dog on a stick. Do you guys have hot dog on a stick out there?
What's a hot dog on a stick?
Really?
Like a pogo?
Oh, you no, I don't know what that is, but you would love hot dog on a stick. It's a fucking corn dog on a stick. It's like a chain.
Yeah, that's a pogo. That's a pogo.
They have like a deep fried cheese log you eat, and then they have fresh made lemonade. And the girls,
you dip it. You dip it in mustard.
And the girls have those hats on, and they have these sleeveless striped shirts, and they pump the lemonade in the mall. And they just, it's part of the thing. It's only girls work there, and they just pump the fuck out. They go, and they make fresh lemonade, and they pump this barrel.
Lemonade maids.
That's sexist.
Lemonade maids. That's but sexist. You just said that they're all women. So I just saying
that's
that
their hiring practices. I didn't call anyone a maid.
They called lemonade maids.
They hire all women. They hire people.
You should
that,
vote with your dollars. You shouldn't support a place like that, Alex.
I haven't eaten a hot dog on a stick in 10 years.
Okay, so. That's good. That's
I
good.
Vote with my dollars. Vote with your dollars. Vote. So yeah, you know, are we going to talk about anything topical here? I mean, what's going on? this is another example of why I'm horrible at this job.
What do you mean topical? What's going on? How are you feeling? That's topical.
I feel great now. I got some LA is still, you know, protests are growing. There were can you
protests
fact
are growing that protest that was a big one that was a big
the
one
the one with YG day. There was like I don't know how many
a
thousand
million people?
10,000 no we're gonna get some
it
numbers
was 50,
here but it was somewhere between 10 and 50,000
it was 100,000 it was 200,000 people
you're jumping
where they march Hollywood Boulevard.
Right in the dead center of Hollywood. I mean, it was like you've seen the drone shot. It just goes. It's just so many people. Like you're talking about. I don't know what's real anymore. I know that the reason people are marching is real and it's important to march. So, but if COVID is also real, you're basically at Coachella times a million, with people yelling, and. It's crazy.
A lot of sweat.
So we're going to know. We're going to know real soon. If this shit don't spike in the next few months, then it's all fake. If it doesn't blow up right now, then I don't give a fuck.
Dude, in 21 days, I'd say in 21 days, if there's not. What'd you say?
He said it's close to 100,000. The numbers vary. Everyone quibbles about the fucking numbers. You know, BLM says 100. Someone on the other side will say it's less because they didn't want
to. Say it's 10,000?
Yeah.
That's a big, wide range. Also, I want to ask you about this, Two-Tone.
Yes, Maddie.
When we put up the podcast, the last week's podcast, how do you feel about all the comments?
Well, okay. I made the mistake of going into your Instagram and reading your comments, and I was like,
my comment section is just chock full of white racists,
which I didn't know because I didn't. Sometimes I get everything mixed up. There's PTA Instagram, there's mine, there's yours, and I forget that there's different audiences. And I went to your shit, and I read the comments, and I just was like, oh fuck, because I didn't. When we did that podcast, I don't know what the fuck I said. I just was talking.
No, that was raw emotion. I thought it was beautiful.
Right. Sure. It might be. Yeah, it's beautiful because you love me. But like, I don't look. Everything right now is everything you're saying is kind of everything you're doing and saying is just being looked at and picked apart. And I don't want to misspeak. I don't want to fucking. I wasn't well informed. I just talked about how I felt, what was going on, and what I thought was wrong. And like, yeah, people on your shit ripped me because they're a bunch of fucking assholes. And but then when I posted,
fucking racist assholes. But that's the thing you don't understand, and a lot of people don't understand. Like when people argue with the people that follow me, and there is a small percentage of fucking absolute racist pieces of shit that follow me, pro Trump, fucking whatever. And a lot of people don't really understand that because of who I am and how I present myself.
Right.
And a lot of people like you or people, even like my family, are like, I can't believe what's happened. I'm gonna, you know, my dad starts from his private account with 16 followers, starts arguing with people about racism and fucking calling people losers and trying to protect me. Or because the thing is like, I mean, that's once you put it out there, it's amazing. It's amazing. My dad always argues with fucking people. It's amazing. And my dad's very intelligent and loves online arguing.
Okay.
And he, but the fucking, he's very smart and he just whatever. But the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that, and the part of the reason that I'm like, I'm so dead inside is because I've been putting out content, right, for so long, and you can't worry about, like, you know, you actually can't worry about all that stuff as much as people think that you have to.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm putting something out there. I can't control all of these people. And there is all, and I block people. I fucking, you know, the amount of people that I do block is a crazy thing. But I always find it funny when people like you or people that aren't.
What do you mean? People like me, Maddie?
People like you that are engaged with people like me that don't have a lot of followers. And so, like, my, I have a lot of followers, so people don't really understand. Even people on Cardi B's or people on fucking Kim Kardashian's or whoever these fucking people are. And it's just, like, there's so much negativity that people aren't used to having themselves be called out horribly. And there's so many fucking trolls. I think what I'm trying to say is people like you're not used to having trolls. I'm used to having trolls. I wake up with people saying that I should die because I'm a fat fucking fuck. And my kids aren't going to have a father. I'm used to that. I'm used to that constantly. That I'm a fat fuck. I'm stupid. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a fucking... I've had people call me race traitor. And it's just like people are you know... And it's just like... But I'm used to that. And it's nothingness. Because you look and you're like, oh, this person has zero posts and follows 3,000 people and has two followers.
That's a bot.
A lot of people don't even realize that they're arguing with bots. And I find that is a funny thing because
you think there's like, racist bots.
We put
bots?
That thing up, 100%.
Really?
100%.
What's the point?
Yes.
Why? What's the point?
Well, to fight. It's just echo chamber shit. It's like there's all of these people and all of these accounts that are literally saying. And the crazy thing is the bots are like they can pick out certain scenarios and they even attack me personally. And then they just get things going and rolling. And
I just want to be clear. When you say a bot, you mean like a program? Or what do you mean by bot?
I don't know. I don't know what
I didn't
are.
COVID,
and since a bot
is an algorithm. It's a program that's used, right? I mean, that's what a bot is. A bot is like used, it's like it's not a person. I don't think that they have racist bots.
There's people running accounts. There's hundreds of thousands
spammers.
Of people
those are spammers.
Running accounts. Yeah. Okay, so spams. So there's spam accounts.
It is? For people?
So
it's not the correct term.
Yeah.
I know I've heard of the term, but I didn't know it was used in that way. Okay.
Well, what is that then? So like the thing about it is like since COVID has hit, I've had thousands and thousands and thousands of bots follow me. Faceless accounts.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands. And there's thousands that are following me. And at first I noticed and I started deleting these accounts from my thing. And then I was like, I can't even keep up. Every day it's like literally thousands. And then they're unfollowing, they're following, they're unfollowing. And they're just mining for data. And they're and I think it's just like one of those things along with all this social media stuff. It's just crazy. Like, what are they using with all that? What is like, they're just building the echo chamber. They're taking things, they're building it out. They're making it more divisive, more towards you. They come in, they get information, they leave and they unfollow. And it's this crazy thing, but it's just like, at the exact same time, there's just so many racist people. It's like anybody arguing against Black Lives Matter is just a racist and you don't even have to say anything. But if you're choosing to speak against it and watching it happen when we put up our podcast last week and just watching the amount of people, even when I put up stuff, because it's like every like 6 months I have to put up like a video like, hey, unfollow me if you're racist and transphobic. Hey, like every six, and I've been doing that for like years. Vote for, like, literally on one of my second videos on Vice, I was like, if you vote for people that you shouldn't, don't fucking follow me, you know. It's like I've been saying like these things for like years.
Yeah.
And it's just, I always find it kind of naive or funny when people like you who don't have a lot of followers and aren't used to getting thrashed constantly,
yeah.
and then you put something out and you put something out that's genuine and earnest and powerful. Like right. your emotion was very like, you know, it's very rare for me to see my friend, somebody who I care about, feel this way.
Right.
And it's like, I feel the way that I feel, but it's just like me sitting there and watching you is like one of those things where I'm just like, I do want to just hug you. And then when I see that secondary wave of negativity come towards something that is so pure and so honest, and right. like, he misquoted. It's like, it's not about the fucking quote.
Yeah, I misquoted the shit. Idiots. I misquoted the shit out of that. And, but
yeah, but it's like, but it doesn't matter. I took
something and like took it from like, it doesn't fucking matter because the sentiment's the same. But I really twisted the words to say matter. Something I didn't say. But I know if you know, you know that the sentiment's there. Like it's painfully obvious what's going on. And
but anyone will use that against you.
For sure.
Everyone's playing
this like nitpicky thing of like, well, here are the stats and this is proof that racism isn't real and this is proof that the police do this. And it's like, it's just like, yo, if you think everything's fine, and you're fucking crazy. And there's a lot of people that really believe it. They just believe that, like, you know.
Anybody that's saying that more cops have killed white people can shut the fuck up. Like, that shit is fucking, makes me fucking so mad. More white people are killed by cops than black people. It's like, shut the fuck up.
It's just the like, problem.
Okay, and you're not mad about it? That's the best thing. That goes hand in hand. Like, every time that sentiment is taken, then be like, why are you not with us trying to defund? If white people are killed more than black people by police officers, then why the fuck are you even arguing? And why are we doing this?
When they knocked that old white man down, those riot cops, you see that video?
Dude, in Buffalo? That happened right across the fucking...
I was like, oh shit. It's over. Like, you know, because I always feel like we're one sorority girl from losing an eye away from this whole thing being over. Like some young sorority girl loses an eye and she's connected to like a rich family. And like, then we're really going to feel the wrath because, you know, everyone else is expendable. But, you know, and maybe that old white dude was, you know, not, I don't know, but I can't believe that they I don't know. The thing is this.
No, but that whole entire police force, every single person was there, stood down. The crazy thing about all of that whole thing is like when he got pushed,
yeah,
and then the guy went to go help him, and another police officer grabbed
shook
him
off.
Pulled him yeah. up and shook him up and was like, we're moving forward. And then to serve and protect, walking over an injured human that we just injured is fucking Gestapo. That is Gestapo fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's just like all these cops in Buffalo fucking step down in protest to protect those police officers. That's it. Defund these motherfuckers.
Right.
Take the fucking, defund them. They're
what
stepping
is that,
down.
What does that mean, defund in Buffalo. Them? What does that mean to defund the police?
It means that we need to allocate funds from the government, from your taxes, to different programs. That's right. What it means.
Okay.
It means we need to allocate funds and to you know, like,
because people like take that and they go, I saw some dude on Instagram. He's like, well, y'all want to defund the police. You're going to see what these rednecks like me are going to do. We got real guns and real bullets. It's just like, no, man, they're not saying no police. They're just saying change the structure of this thing. But
defund the police. Police don't need tanks. Police don't need tanks. Guess what? If all those if there wasn't a single police officer on the fucking ground and these protests happened, guess what? They would be all peaceful protests. If they didn't have a resistance, they would be, if cops didn't show up, guess what they would do? It's like attention.
They escalate.
If there's
shit.
No one there to hit you, if there's no one to hit you, guess what? Yeah. I'm not going to strike you back. It's easy just to like let everyone walk in protest. Why does there have to be barricades stopping people from, are they going to loot? They're going to loot. And if they loot, guess what? They're going to fucking loot. The cops didn't stop fucking looting.
No.
And it's just like,
they didn't stop. It's back to the whole, you know, we talked about this whole like conspiracy theory shit. Like I had a friend that was, he was at the thing on Melrose where all those cop cars blew up. And he said, and again, it's he said, she said, but he said like, he was like, dude, the way the cop car blew up was very bizarre. He's like one minute they're next to it. And next minute it's fucking blown up. And like, it takes a minute for a car to actually blow up, it takes a minute. It doesn't happen instantly. But what
dude,
do I
it
know?
Sets on fire. Dude, the craziest thing ever, too.
What he's insinuating is that, like, there's a lot of weird, like, because I want to know what the end result of all this is. And like the thing is that like the looting and the burning stopped, and maybe they didn't want that to happen. Like, because you know the pallets of bricks and the fucking cop cars getting on fire. Like,
dude,
maybe
the pallet of bricks. This... I went, dude, the pallet of bricks. I'm sorry,
the pallet of bricks.
But I'm just the pallet of bricks. I get DM'd a photo. I'm in Toronto. I went up to Toronto for 24 hours for I had some business meetings and some shit I actually had to do. So I go up to Toronto for 24 hours. I'm in my office and I get a DM from this kid, and he's not even a kid. I get a DM from this man and he's like, yo, there's pallets of bricks getting dropped off in Toronto. There's a protest tomorrow. And he's like, check this out. And I get a DM and instantly I'm like, yo, fuck this. I'm actually in Toronto. And I'm like, I know exactly where these pallets are, where this photo's taken. Yeah. It's like 3 blocks from my office. And so I like, I get riled up. I kind of like DM 2 people, text a buddy, and I send them a photo. I'm like, yo, what's up with this? And I'm like, I'm going to literally go check this out. And I drive my truck and I drive down. It's literally a construction site. And there's just like these like 4 Vietnamese guys with their shirts off smoking cigs, just loading bricks into a building.
Right.
And it's just like, it's like everyone is so hot. Everyone is so quick, twitched and ready, fucking half cocked. And it's like, there is that thing too, where it's just like, and that photo circulated so fast.
Yeah.
And everyone was like up in arms about these pallets of bricks. And it's just like, there's these dudes just doing renos in this building, actually.
Right.
It could be different. And I'm not negating the fact that pallets of bricks, I feel that definitely were dropped off. There's pallets of bricks that were 100% that's dropped off, like, to create chaos.
That's why I can't say what's for real. I say this a lot. We are just fucking animals. We have too much information. Everyone should not be able to display information, and we shouldn't be able to read everyone's information. That's what I think. We're in the middle of it, this information explosion, but it's too much, right? Like, there's too much information coming. There's too much false information, and there's too much bullshit. And I don't know what the fuck is real and what isn't. I just don't. Because if I believe everything's real I see on my phone, then I'm going to go crazy. So defund Instagram, eliminate social media. Let's go back to books.
Stop doing podcasts.
No more podcasts.
Stop doing the podcast.
Let's send scrolls. I'll send you a funny scroll. You send it to 20 people, and we send this each a quarter.
What happened to handwriting?
I do handwriting.
Can we write cursive? Who can write cursive?
I can write cursive.
Who can write cursive?
I can write cursive.
We need more money in schools.
More money
teaching
in schools.
Kids how we to need write quills. Cursive.
We need quills. We need people to make their own butter.
We need to bring it back 100 years in education. Relearn it.
Relearn it.
Defund Start from the police. Scratch.
Defund Instagram. Tear down Facebook. And let's
we're
just go
part
back
of it,
to.
Dude. We're,
let's
we're,
all go
it's
back
a,
to.
It's a.
It's so deep. It's so deep.
We're in a blender. We're completely controlled.
The thing is
that we're
everyone.
We're on the other side that's being controlled from the good. We're the good guys.
We think we're the good guys, right? We want to believe that, but I think
I'm doing what's good.
I believe empirically I'm on the right side of shit, but I also know that the other motherfuckers believe even more than I do. They don't even question that they're on the right side of shit, and they believe it.
No.
So if what you believe is
you're
reality, what the fuck is reality? I'm more
you say
patriotic.
Defund the police, you're like unpatriotic.
I'm more patriotic because that's what America's built on is Instagram thirst traps. Like, that's the country in the...
That is what it was designed for.
In the Constitution...
The people put up the signs.
Everything in the Constitution was leading up to the moment where you can get likes for posting a bikini picture in Mexico. That's it. That's what the founding fathers wanted.
You're in Tulum with a Black Lives Matter poster. That's all you need. You're back in Tulum doing yoga. I'm so hungry. Man, I just finished doing some laundry. I got to send a couple emails. I don't have any time in the day right now. I need help getting food to my house in a safe, contactless way. Hold on. Is that DoorDash app on my phone? Let me open it up.
Well, look at this app I downloaded. Me hungry. Me want food. Me order food. Now I have in my face pizzas, Chinese, and yogurts. Do you like it, Maddie?
I love it. It's so safe and so yummy. Thanks, DoorDash.
Thank you. And also with DoorDash, what you may not know is that you can experience contactless delivery. That's where they reach out of the car with a giant pole as they're driving and place the food at your doorstep without even breaking wind. Okay.
That's $5 off right now with the PTA code, $5 off. Wow. Of your first order of $15 or more, zero delivery fees for the first month when you use the code PTA on the DoorDash app. $5 buckaroonies.
Ow! That's $5 off.
Two-tone, hit order. It. One last
$5
time.
$5 off your first order. $5. $5 off your first order and zero delivery fees for a month when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code PTA. Don't forget, that's code PTA. $5 off your first order DoorDash. Order now, order safe, and order food. That's the motto for DoorDash.
PTA. PTA. PTA.
PTA. PTA. PTA. Have you seen those crazy influencers that are like in evening gowns stepping out in the protest with a BLM poster? It's fucking like they're so delusional.
Those people should go to jail.
They're on another I can see being on one side. I can see being on the left or the right and having
evil.
A fight.
That's evil.
They're not even in they're like, they just see this video game. They're like, I need to get a high score right now by jumping to this thing. Like, they're fucking, they're out of, like.
They need to get a protest high score right now. Influencers, they jump, it's the best too, is like, they're just barely off the curb. Anytime the video surfaces of somebody doing
they're on
it,
the
like
edge.
Influencer, they're like, they're one step off the curb. They're like,
I saw
like
one where this
going into the hedge.
It's so fucking performative. It's not even like virtue signaling. It's just straight up, just like I don't know what it is. It's
robbing.
Fucking crazy.
They're thieves.
It's just like,
they're parasites.
Like full makeup, evening gown, and then stand next to a protester, a dude in black fucking gloves and a mask, and he's fucking yelling with a sign and get your fucking light and then go home. That's the move.
That's the move. That's the way that they're doing their part. And you know what's amazing? They're leaving that being like, I got it. I got that pick.
And you know what? At the end of the day, like, fucked. It's probably better that they're holding up a sign. Like, maybe it's better that they're doing it than not doing it. You know, if a fucking influencer falls in the woods without
the
a BLM
thing.
Sign.
Dude, they're getting likes. It's the same. It's fucking, unfortunately, it is the same. If you think about it, like what is that showing? It's showing the same content. Is it coming from a genuine place? No. Are those people parasites? Yes. But they are literally still pushing the same agenda, which is a crazy thing. Are they consistent about it? No. But what they are doing is literally pushing the message. It is a crazy thing.
Right. They're still pushing the message, which is fucking fucked.
They're posers, but it's still so fucked.
Everything is so tied up. Like, everything is so fucked up. If you're involved with anything, if you're involved with anyone on a big level, like a big company, if you ever get involved with a big company, like eventually, if you go down the fucking line, they're fucking somebody hard. Like, if you can't be a big company without someone getting fucking raped, right? Like, it's the way business works. At the end of the day, if there's a big company, there's someone so far down the line that's just eating shit, and that's just fucking business, baby. That's business. Like,
that's business, baby.
That's business, baby. And like that, I'm not saying it's right. It's just reality. And now everything's being looked at with a microscope. And it's like, oh shit, you did a line with Target. Target's controlled by fucking bop, and this guy, and they contributed to that guy. And now it's like, now you're faced with the decision of like, well, do I pull my line out of Target and, you know, not get blah blah blah? And it's like, maybe that's the answer.
I don't know. Vote with your dollars.
Huh?
I gotta see, like, look at that. I want a Disney hat. Why the fuck am I supporting Disney? You know, it's fucking,
you know,
I don't know. It's
you
like
know
anything.
Disney.
Like,
Disney's like, what, underground cyborg Nazis? Like, Disney's deep, right?
Yeah. I'm fucked.
Disney's practices.
Like,
you just endorse the rat. You endorse the rat on your head. Now you have to set it on fire in a performative statement.
I gotta
on
cancel
your Instagram.
My Disney Plus. I gotta cancel my
Disney
Plus.
Cancel Disney Plus. Fuck
much.
Yoda.
Disney owns Vice, so they're fucked.
Fuck
everyone's
Yoda.
Fucked.
Fuck Vice. Fuck the Manchurian candidate. Fuck the Mandalorian. All cartoons are all racist, right?
All cartoons are racist.
Which is the country's racist, man. What do you want? because she's fucking racist. Like, it's like we're still. I think that people are gonna. I think people are gonna look back at this time. You know, we look back. You know, we look back at like the '40s, and we're like, those motherfuckers were barbaric. You know, like we look at that, and we're like, Jesus Christ.
People are gonna look back now and be like, people are getting roasted.
I mean, you look back at, like, you know, bare knuckle brawlers and fucking, you know, segregation, all this crazy shit. You're like, these motherfucking animals. Like, these people were fucking savages. Like, you know, just, and then now it's just, you know, I think that as humans evolve, we just become nicer and softer and try to figure things out. But I think that we're probably all going to blow up before we figure it out. I think before we all kumbaya, we're just going to mushroom cloud because there's too many fucking angry, stupid people at the helm. I'll yield my
time. People are going to Mars. Fuck it. People are going to Mars. Fuck it.
Yeah. Elon, what's up? You need a podcast on Mars? Let's go.
Podcast on Mars.
They need entertainment. Mars pod. Look, they need a cook.
We should get Elon. Can we get Elon on?
Easy.
Do you think Elon would come
Easy.
On?
Easy.
Elon?
It's nothing. Elon would love to get
on. Okay, let's get Elon on. I got some questions. Joe thinks he asked the hard questions. I got the hard questions. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to hit the hard hitting. You're going to go hard hitting with the questions.
I'm going to go deep on the questions.
How long does it take Grimes to do her hair in the morning? Does she sing? What's it like having sex with an elf? All that good stuff.
Grimes? What is their baby? Didn't they rename their baby?
Yeah, it's just like it's Grimes. The name of the baby is the old
numbers. It's the old sound equation.
It's the sound that you used to make on dial-up AOL. It's like, you know, that's the name of the baby.
Literally,
I mean, do it.
Just, yeah.
He supposedly took over Cheetahs over here. Yeah. Lunchtime. Just a bunch of numbers and a tail. Yeah.
Lunchtime. Come on.
Did you do your homework?
It was like a fax machine or like I just got an MRI. So have you ever done an MRI?
Yeah.
Switching gears.
Yes.
That noise. So how long were you in the tube?
I don't know. Four days I was in the tube.
Dude, I was in the tube for an hour and a half.
Wait, why'd you get an MRI?
And I don't... Well, I switched cardiologists because I'm so healthy. So I switched cardiologists. Yeah.
That's a good sign. A good sign of health is when you switch your heart doctor. You have a heart doctor.
I switched my heart doctor. I didn't like my heart doctor. I was like, he is not... Every time I saw him, he's like, you're doing great. And I was just like, I'm switching this up. This has been, you know, 8 years of this guy just being like... Every year, 8 years since my heart attack, or what is it? Nine years, I guess. So it's like 9 years since my heart attack, and I'm just like fucking. I'm gonna have a decade party. I should have like a massive heart attack decade party.
Next year's gonna be a decade. Just the fact that the doctor looks at you and goes, "You're doing great," is fucking crazy. Because it's a doctor's duty to say, "Hey, man, like anytime I go to a doctor, he's like, you're fat. You know, like get it together."
But this is what I'm telling you. I even go and get to my new cardiologist, who's one of the best cardiologists in the city. She is a fucking, she's like the head of cardiology at the biggest fucking hospital in Toronto. And I go, we do my blood, we do everything, and it comes back. I've said this before. She's like, you don't even have no high cholesterol, no high blood pressure. Fucking, I'm fucking GT, good to go.
Keep eating butter.
I'm good to go. I'm fucking keep eating butter. And I asked her, I was like, is it because I'm genuinely happy that my body, my blood is so good and my outer shell is so sad?
Yeah.
But because I'm fat. I'm tub. I got my fupa, my little pee-pee.
Yeah.
And so I go and I'm finding out my MRI stuff on June 15th. So June 15th, but I get this thing and I go in for, like zero mental prep, right? Like zero mental prep. I drive to the city. I go in, it's 9 a.m. fucking thing. Go in, sit down. They put the syringe in my arm. I didn't realize, I don't know if you did this when you did your thing, that they take different stages of heart speed, heart rate. And I literally, they put in fucking adrenaline. So I'm in this fucking tube for the big dog in the tube.
Oh,
they wanted to see my heart. Dude.
I never did that one.
So I'm in the tube and I'm jacked on adrenaline. Like, what? They inject adrenaline, or some drug, it's not adrenaline, but it's some controlled substance that goes into my veins and makes me feel like I'm having a full Coke fucking go, like fucking in the tube, strapped down. Dude.
Did you like it?
Mentally, I'm sitting there like, so they do like three stages. They do normal, they do fucking pumped up, and then they do two levels where they bring you down. And it's an hour and a half that I do this. And I don't know, I've never done an MRI ever in my life. And this is the first time ever doing one. Or maybe I did one when I first had, I did like an angiogram when I had my heart attack. But this was like, dude, I have never felt this kind of like, you know when you're on, just say you're on a plane.
Yeah.
You know the feeling of when you're at the back of the plane, everyone stands up, the heat somehow it gets hot again and instantly gets hot, and then they don't let you off for like 45 minutes. And everyone's right. Standing up. That anxiety is like a pinky toe of the anxiety of being inside of an MRI machine at 300 pounds, right. Strapped down to a board with a full heart pumping fucking, and I have to be like, breathing through it, thinking about, you know, like I'm thinking about like Brian McKenzie, like fucking shout out to fucking Brian McKenzie. Go check him out. He's the breath man. He's the fucking best. Remember, like the one time we're hanging out in fucking Ruka Aloha and I'm like trying to remember breathing strategies of like, he definitely did. He did like a 7 second, 3 second hold in my nose, 7 second pull. And I'm like, I'm trying to, like, it was crazy. And they give you, like, a hand pump to fucking, they give you a hand fucking pump to fucking be like, it's going down, like, pull me out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in there, it's like, literally, I'm probably, they pull you in and out three times. Three times they pulled me in and out.
And if, I think they, like, if they pull you out, you just have to do it again, right?
Yeah. So they pull you out, and I got pulled out three times. But then on the last one, I'm in there and nothing's happening for like, I swear to God, like 30 minutes. And I hit the fucking thing, and I hit the thing, and I'm just like, hey, like how much longer? And they're like, you're good. You're all done.
No.
And I was like,
no.
But I've been in here with nothing going on for like 30 minutes. So I was in the fucking hole.
They just let you bake.
I'm in the fucking hole. Well, they're like looking at the photos, being if they got the good photos or not the good photos. And I'm like, I've been in there for 30 fucking minutes, like dying. You fucking assholes. So on the 15th, I see MRI to see if it is the same as what my doctor thinks. And I'm like, I'm healthy. I'm a specimen.
I thought MRIs were for the brain. What if the MRI...
Well, I think they can do anything.
What if the MRI comes back and it turns out that the MRI reveals that for 10 years, there's something wrong with your brain that makes you delusional and thinking you're healthy? So when the doctor says, hey, you're on the edge of death, your brain goes, I'm great. Eat more butter. That's what the MRI says. That you're just taking the information.
It's going to come back and be like, you got 3 months. You got three months, which is a nice way of saying you have 6 weeks, which is a nice way of saying you have 9 days.
They're like, you're gonna have to wear this Hannibal Lecter mask to stop yourself from eating. You know, you just have to like eat through a strainer.
I'm like, fuck, I should get a whale problem.
You know what's nice, Maddie? You know what's nice to eat that I've experienced? Roasted broccoli. It's delicious. You put some salt and pepper and olive oil on it. You put it in the oven. It's tasty.
Charred broccoli is delicious.
It's delicious. You can just eat that. Eat that for a few years.
I've lost, by doing nothing during the pandemic, I literally lost 20 pounds.
That's what I hate about fat people like you, is that you can just lose 20 pounds with laughing. Like if you
I lost 20 pounds because I'm not flying around eating airplane food and fucking eating burritos.
But it's so easy to drop. It's so easy to drop weight when you're really fat. And then when you really start working at it, it's like 20 pounds becomes a sticking point for 3 or 4 months.
I'm going to start now that I have a little bit of consistency back in my life. I'm making some videos. I'm doing the pod.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of consistency here.
Yeah.
I'm going to start putting, because we're going to put a little bit of work back in the body.
Yeah. You get that thing fucking, I mean, just, you know, I told you what my dream is for you, is that you just become a beefy solid chunk instead of a warbly mass, you know, like a beefy.
I'm not wobbly. I'm a fucking brick house, bro.
Yeah, but
you know that you can't even beat me in an arm wrestle. I'm beating you in an arm wrestle.
You're a brick house because you're stretched to the limit. It's like a drum. You're a tight drum. Okay,
I got sunburned. My underbreast.
Your tits covered your stomach.
Yeah, my titty. Look, my titty was like this. My titty was like this, and then my titty it's like
a little scorpion.
Tan line. I got titty tan lines.
That scorpion just lives in the crease right there.
Dude, that scorpion's just gone.
Yeah.
See ya.
He just disappears. Oh, being fat is a curse.
We put the scorp to bed.
I'm just gonna go on record.
So on that,
I just want to go on record. Nobody wants to be fat. Okay? No one out there saying that they're posy, fucking all this shit. I love my. No, you don't love your body. It sucks. It's a fat prison.
It's nobody heavy. Wants to be my fat. Knees hurt.
It fucking
my
sucks.
Knees hurt.
Dick.
I need six ankles.
Nobody.
I got four ankles.
Nobody wants to be fat. Ankles. Nobody's having fun being fat. It sucks. Dick. There may be like one or two people. It sucks.
I can deal with it.
It sucks.
I can deal with it. I've dealt with it my whole life.
Nobody
it's
does.
Not
it
body shame. I think everyone's beautiful, but
I'm not
but
body shaming. Like, I'm just saying,
honest.
Stop lying. Stop lying. Stop
lying. I walk up the stairs. I walk up the stairs at nighttime. At nighttime, when I walk up the stairs,
the thing about being fat is that you're like my body's fat, but like your entire persona's fat. Your entire life is fat. Like it's not like your body is a thing you check into in the morning. Like it affects everything. Like everything you do is covered in fat. It sucks dick. Like imagine
a beef fat coated.
Imagine being able to run. You're an animal. You should be running up hills.
I can run right now.
I'm free.
Foot race. As soon as I come back, we're foot racing.
Matt, I'll smoke you at any weight.
You hike. You don't run. I run.
I'll put the weight vest on and still beat you.
The weight vest? How much is the weight vest?
Right now it's at 35.
35 pounds is nothing. That's like wrapping a kettlebell around you and fucking run. That's so
that's significant.
You should
it's
be at least. You should be running. You should be at least 45 plus.
I don't have any
weight
more weights,
buddy.
Put it in. I can't find the weights. I would.
Don't buy it from Amazon. You can't buy it from Amazon.
I didn't buy it from. I got it from my friend Chloe. Let me borrow it.
Okay.
Okay. Cool story. All right. Well,
cool
look.
Story.
This has
week
been
on Powerful Truth Angels. Thank you so much.
Was it a great episode? Exactly. You froze. All right.
No, I didn't freeze. I was staring.
You're
thank
staring
you guys so much.